News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Fianna Fáil TDs and senators can expect the full review into the party's presidential election before Christmas. Apparently, there's been significant discontent within the party over the delay in the publication of the review. Here to tell us what's happening is Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean, do we have a date for this review?
No, we don't. So it was originally meant to be the 12th of November, which is almost a month ago at this stage. And then there was obviously initial delay, bit of scepticism that we would ever see this before Christmas. Micheál Martin has said, yes, we will have it to you before Christmas. But of course, this has been kicked to Jim Gavin's lawyers for them to have a look at after he requested that. And that, as I understand it, that only happened at the start of this week. And that process is ongoing. So the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party met last night. They, again, demanded a date. Some of them, rather crossly, shall we say, to be polite about it, asked for a date. And Micheál Martin said it will come before Christmas. It should be Monday or Tuesday of next week. Reasoning being Micheál Martin is out of the country from Wednesday afternoon. He's going to a European council. But there are, of course, those who think, well, wouldn't it be very convenient for Micheál Martin, particularly if this report has a few things in it that are uncomplimentary to him, that, oh, I couldn't get it to you in time. And here it is on the 23rd of December. Good luck.
Okay. What did he say in America? Throw it in the trash if you put something out on a Friday afternoon. Reports as well, Jim Gavin was selected as the candidate earlier than people previously thought. What's that about?
Yeah, this is reporting from the Journal. So the actual details and findings of this review have been thin on the ground in leaking out. But one of them that the Journal claims to have gotten hold of is that Jim Gavin was actually selected or said to Fianna Fáil, yes, I will be your candidate on the 1st of August. Now, his official selection didn't come until the 9th of November. And you'll remember all through August this year, there was discontent within Fianna Fáil that they had just heard nothing. In fact, that's what gave rise to Billy Kelleher coming out originally and saying, look, what's the story? We've no process. We're hearing all these rumours. No one actually knows what's going on. So the suggestion is that actually Micheál Martin knew, had his candidate in the bag long before any of this drama played out, long before Billy Kelleher emerged as even a discontented voice, let alone a potential candidate in himself. And the question then begs itself, if as of the 1st of August he knew Jim Gavin is going to be my man and my candidate, why was more screening, more sort of vetting of him not done in that month that could have caught this issue of the back pay owed to a former tenant and maybe saved all of their blushes?
Okay, we await with this report with interest. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.